you for calling Hamstra Heating and Cooling. This is Lisa. How may I direct your call?
Hey, Lisa, is Jeff in?
I'm sorry, he's not. I'll be more than happy to take a message for you.
Okay, yeah, my name's Patrick.
Okay, Patrick, from where?
From Cardiff.
I think I've talked to you before.
Maybe. Do you still have my number?
Probably not. If I've given him the message, he's got it.
Actually, you haven't. I just looked at the call log, so it wasn't me. Yeah, I can leave you with my number if you want to have him give me a call.
Okay.
All right, it's 858.
Okay.
252-1481. And then,
extension?
No, it's my direct dial. Does he maybe have an email I could reach him at, too? I know he's a busy guy.
No, I don't give out his email. I do apologize for that, but I will take the number and give it to him.
Do you guys maybe have a company email I could shoot some over to so you could check it out on paper?
No. You can go ahead and I'll just give him the number for you, and if he's interested, he'll give you a call back.
Well, how's he going to know what it's about?
I do have to give him the money. They don't take messages. I do apologize. The best I can do is take your number.
And give him my number? And then tell him, are you interested in this number, basically?
Yep.
Great. Is there anybody else around I could talk to? Yeah, Cardiff.
Your company? Right. And he'll look it up. But
okay.
They don't take messages. I'm sorry. All I can do is give him the number.
How about the email from your website?
Go to info@hamstraac.com.
Yeah, I just got that one. He has access to that one too?
Yeah, they all do.
Perfect. Yeah, does he have a voicemail too, or just kind of you guys?
No, all I can do is take your number and give him your number, and if he's interested in the company, he will give you a call back.
Thank you.